This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Kristen Duber, founder of KMD Public Relations and Marketing that provides public relations and marketing services to healthcare companies. She is going to talk with us today about what healthcare organizations can do to manage their reputations during good and bad times. Kristen, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Great. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
It certainly is our pleasure. So for starters, tell us about your business and how do you help healthcare organizations manage their reputations?
Sure. So my passion is helping organizations that are making our community healthier and smarter to educate, engage, and inspire the people that matter most to their success. And the way I do that is by ensuring that my healthcare clients are communicating with all of their audiences on an ongoing basis through a number of paid, earned, and owned media strategies. What I mean by that is when you look at owned media, this is probably the simplest to understand and the most familiar, but it's the content that you own, the content that you create, and the content that you have total control over. This covers your company's website and blog, your organization's social media channels, any apps that you own, and even in-person experiences that you have with your customers when you engage with them face-to-face. So these are all the direct extensions of your brand that are unique to you. So the more owned media you have, the more chances you have to connect with your target audiences. The second thing that I work with my clients to do is to make sure that they are using earned media, or what we like to call word of mouth marketing. And technically, it's a free form of marketing. Think about social media comments and shares, online reviews, and press mentions. These are all earned media opportunities. And the good news is that earned media is highly credible, but it's also risky because you don't have any control over it like you do with owned media. So that's an important part of the strategies that I work on with my clients, because media relations is typically an important part of that. And then the last component is paid media. So simply put, that's the stuff that you pay for. It helps you drive your target audiences to the information that you want by putting a little boost behind it or some ad dollars behind it. And typically that can be, paid influencers or publications that share your links, sponsored content, or even social media ad boosts. So again, it's really important that I work with my clients to make sure that they have an authentic presence among their key audiences on an ongoing basis through paid, earned, and owned media. So that's really how I work with my clients.
Yeah, thanks for sharing those details. Now, what types of healthcare organizations do you work with?
So I work with all types of healthcare, life sciences, and biotech companies, including hospitals and health systems, nonprofit organizations and research facilities, as well as animal health companies and pharmaceutical companies, medical products companies, and med tech companies, and even companies who specialize in cybersecurity in the healthcare space. So it really runs the gamut. I do offer a number of services based on the needs of those clients. So if it's a smaller organization who does not have a highly qualified internal staff, I can serve as their outsourced PR or marketing function. For larger organizations who may already have that staff in place, I can plug in for special projects or to help them with a crisis situation. And then I also partner with other public relations firms who are looking to partner with a healthcare industry expert for a specific client. And as part of those services, I provide a full range of public relations services, including media relations, social media strategy, crisis communications, which we'll probably talk a little bit more about, and then also thought leadership and executive communications and community relations.
Now, you mentioned that you specialize in crisis communications. How do you help healthcare companies managing their reputations during a crisis situation?
So once a crisis situation is underway, I work with my clients to minimize any harm to their reputation by ensuring that they are sharing the facts with all of their stakeholder groups in an authentic and empathetic way. And so for healthcare organizations, these stakeholders include their employees and physicians, any unionized groups that they're associated with, patients and families, donors, caregivers, community leaders, as well as the media. So we make sure that they're communicating with all of those groups. I help my clients understand that, you know, the days of saying no comment are gone. It's really important that they get out in front of a crisis situation and communicate in a timely and ongoing fashion to help build that credibility and long-term trust. And then also, once the plan gets into action, I help them make sure that they are not burying their head in the sand, that they're continuing to communicate with all of their key stakeholders on an ongoing basis.
And certainly appreciative of your company and what you're doing in the space today. We are with Kristen Duber, founder of KMD Public Relations and Marketing, that provides public relations and marketing services to healthcare companies here on eHealth Radio's Health Marketing Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Also, Kristen, what can healthcare companies do to protect themselves from a crisis?
So in today's world, like it or not, today's world is really defined by soundbites, pictures, and small snippets of information that are easily shared on social media and text messages. And the good news is that we have information that can travel really fast, but the bad news is that it travels even faster and can sometimes harm an organization's reputation. And so I really try to work with my clients ahead of any crisis situation to make sure that they have a solid plan in place before a disaster strikes to help them manage the message and mitigate damage to their reputation and their bottom line. So by having the solid communications plan in place, it provides companies with an opportunity to anticipate, prepare, and manage how they're going to communicate with all stakeholders when a crisis does occur, and it will occur. It's just a matter of when that will happen. So by investing in planning, I've been able to help my clients navigate through a variety of challenges, including workplace situations, product recalls, natural disasters, such things as data breaches and cybersecurity issues, accidents, as well as regulatory and patient information violations.
And Kristen, what would you recommend one should do after a crisis to gain back that credibility?
So once a company has experienced a crisis, the goal of any communications plan is to manage their message to their stakeholders to be prepared better for the next time, because there will be a next time, unfortunately. So the first thing I typically recommend is that companies retell their story to key stakeholders. They need to be honest about the situation, tell the facts, but then quickly turn the story to all of the great things that are happening with the organization. Oftentimes, depending on the level of the crisis that has occurred, we often build campaigns around all of the great things that are happening within the organization. So it's important to flip that story and move forward. And then also, once a crisis occurs, it's really important to have a post-crisis analysis to understand what the organization has learned from the situation, and then take that information and update the crisis communications plan. Hopefully they have one in place. They need to update that and change anything that's included in there that didn't work, and then also make sure that they have the right spokespeople in place and those people are trained for the next crisis situation. Another thing that I typically recommend is that after a crisis situation, companies work on building their stable of advocates who can support them during the next crisis. So spending time strengthening bonds with people in and outside the organization, building their online support and relationships with key media. These will be the people that will be there next time for them in a crisis, and they'll be able to speak positively on their behalf and hopefully help to mitigate the damage that may be caused by that next crisis. The bad news is that, you know, no one is immune, unfortunately, but if you're prepared with a crisis communications plan, you can definitely minimize damage and get back to business as usual in no time. So again, if a company goes through a crisis and they don't have a crisis communications plan in place, they definitely need to get one in place.
Again, Kristen, really has been good to have had you, and certainly appreciate your expertise in the regards of pointing out that healthcare organizations should be crisis ready, and thank you for your input and insight in all regards. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a final tip, anything else you'd like to add in conclusion?
Yes, I would just like to reiterate to all types of healthcare organizations that they need to be prepared. A crisis situation will sometime occur within their healthcare organization. It may be small, it may be large, it's just a matter of when it will occur. I'm amazed at how many healthcare organizations who are dealing with sensitive patient information and people's lives come to me and say that they don't think that they need to have a crisis plan in place, and that's simply not true. You know, in today's day and age, when something minor can turn into a major disaster online, everybody needs to be prepared and don't think that they are in any way immune to a crisis situation.
And that is so true, most definitely. Well, Kristen, where can listeners get all the details on your company, KMD Public Relations?
Absolutely. You can go to my website at www.kmdpr.com. And then I know that you're going to be posting my Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter information as well.
And we'll certainly be adding all links within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, Kristen, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated, and have yourself a great rest of the day.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Kristen Duber, founder of KMD Public Relations and Marketing, that provides public relations and marketing services to healthcare companies. And for further details, simply visit kmdpr.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.